U.S. imposes tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Texas border business. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., Friday, January 31, 2025. In a move that could reshape North American trade relations, the White House, during the daily press conference, announced Friday that the United States will impose tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, alongside a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, starting in February. The decision, unveiled by White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt during a press briefing, represents a sharp escalation in economic measures aimed at pressuring neighboring countries on border security and drug enforcement. White House declares tariffs to take effect in February. The administration framed the tariffs as a response to ongoing concerns over illegal migration and fentanyl trafficking, with officials arguing that both Canada and Mexico have failed to take sufficient action to curb these issues. The move marks one of the most aggressive trade policies pursued by the administration and follows weeks of warnings from the president, who has accused both countries of failing to enforce stricter border controls. The United States can no longer tolerate inaction, the president declared last week, vowing to use economic tools to ensure compliance. The White House further suggested that tariffs could rise to 50% if the situation does not improve, signaling potential further escalation. When asked about possible exemptions for certain industries, Leavitt declined to provide specifics, leaving businesses and policymakers in affected nations scrambling to assess the fallout. With Canada and Mexico serving as the United States' largest trading partners under the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, the tariffs are expected to send shockwaves across industries, particularly in the automotive, agriculture, and manufacturing sectors. Mexico, which has seen a surge in U.S.-bound exports due to companies shifting production from China, now faces uncertainty as Washington tightens economic pressure. The Chinese government has not responded.